Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter number 2. We will read shloka 28, 29, 30, and 31 and 32. So I will read first 4 shlokas alone, and then we can read what is written on the body, number 32. Ridha fanathau pitarau nanya bandhu tapasvinau aho maya yudan ma maya dhuna tyaktav akrita genani chavat. Translation. My father and mother were old and had no other son or friend to look after them. Because I did not take care of them, they lived with great difficulty. Alas, like an abominable lower class man, I ungratefully left them in that condition. Here is a short purport. According to Vedic civilization, everyone has the responsibility for taking care of brahmanas, old men, women, children and cows. This is the duty of everyone, especially an upper class person. Because of this association with a prostitute, Ajamil abandoned all his duties. Regretting this, Ajamil now considered himself quite fallen. Soham vyaktam patishyami narake brishadarune dharmagna kamino yatra vidanti yamayatanaha. It is now clear that as a consequence of such activities, a sinful person like me must be thrown into hellish conditions meant for those who have broken religious principles and must there suffer extreme miseries. Kim idam svapna ahosvi chakshadrishtam ihabhutam vayata adyate emam vyakarshan pashapanayaha. Was this a dream I saw, or was it a reality? I saw fearsome men with robes in their hands coming to arrest me and drag me away. Where have they gone? Athate kvagatak siddha chatvara charudarshanaha vyamochaya niyamanam badva pashar adhobuvaha. And where have those 4 liberated and very beautiful persons gone, who released me from the arrest and saved me from being dragged down to the hellish regions? Report. As we have learned from the descriptions in the 5th canto, the hellish planets are situated in the lower portions of this universe. Therefore, they are called Adho Bhuvaha. Ajamil could understand that the Yamadutas had come from that region. And now, shloka 32. Athapi me durbhagasya vibudho tamadarshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Athapi me durbhagasya vibudho tamadarshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Athapi me durbhagasya vibudho tamadarshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Next, please. Bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Tapi Major Bagasya Vibhudo Pramadarshani Maitavyam Mangalena Yenatma Me Prasidati Matajis Atapi Major Bagasya Vibhudo Pramadarshani Mavitavyam Mangalena Yena Mami Prasidati Tatapi Me Durvagasya Mavitavyam Mangalena Yena Mami Prasidati Atha Therefore, api, although, me, of me, durbhagasya, so unfortunate, vibhudha uttama, exalted devotees, darshane, because of seeing, bhavitavyam, there must be Mangalena auspicious activities Yena by which Atma self me sorry, me my Prasidati actually becomes happy. Translation: I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in the ocean of sinful activities. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. Purport. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:54, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kai, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Association with devotees is recommended by all the Shastras, because by even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamil was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayana. Certainly this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridisanivishto mattak smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Lord who is situated in everyone's heart is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus the Lord from within gave Ajamil the opportunity to name his youngest son Narayana, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayana, Narayana, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. This association saves a devotee from the greatest fear. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change a devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death the devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishna Das or Govinda Das, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of names at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. Atapi me durbhagasya vibhudo tamadarshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities, but nevertheless, Because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. Magyana timinandasyanganjana shalakaya chakshurumitamena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stavitamina Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svabhratikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Arvita Garadhar Shri Varsadi Kaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, I was looking a little bit what Srila Prabhupada said related to this chapter. Srila Prabhupada was explaining that Ajamil, he end up in that position of being so sinful. That was because of association with lower modes of the nature. If we are influenced by the Rajagun or Tamagun, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that actually we will be forced to act sinfully till a certain degree. Because Rajagun and Tamagun, they are representing lust and greed. So we cannot avoid to act sinfully if we are influenced by these modes. Therefore it is recommended in the life of a devotee to work in the mode of goodness, to elevate our consciousness to the mode of goodness where we can actually be free from sinful activities. That's the main purpose. Because even the goodness in the material world is contaminated. It's not pure. And as we can see, sometimes the goodness, as it has its symptoms, that we have knowledge, we see the things as they are, and we are quite happy. It has also conditioning the nature. Conditioning nature, it's conditioning that we feel that we are better than others. And also we don't have to listen so much others because we already know better than others. So this can be a result if you get stuck too much in mode of goodness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended Harinam Sankirtan. That's the process of this age. This process of this age is not just cultivation of mode of goodness, that's actually just the helpful for Harinam Sankirtan. If we will be cultivating only mode of goodness, but we will not be engaging ourselves in Harinam Sankirtan, then we will be conditioned by the modes. Although maybe by the mode of goodness, so we will feel better in this life, but we cannot avoid the conditioning. And conditioning it will cause again that the influence of passion and ignorance can again enter. Even if you are in mode of goodness, because you are on material platform, there is always the opportunity to fall down, or opportunity to be again contaminated. Therefore, devotional service has to be pure, anabhilashita shunyam. So Prabhupada is explaining that this shunyam, we know this word, even when we are saying prayers to Srila Prabhupada, it's shunyavari, paschata. That means that something is completely void of something. There is nothing else. So regarding the anabhilashita shunyam, jnana karmari anavritam, this anabhilashita shunyam means that there is no other desire than please Krishna. Of course, we can say that, oh, this is very high level. Even I can say it's not my level. But we have to discuss these topics to contemplate and to meditate on such a level of devotional service. If we will not cultivate that knowledge of anyabhilashita shunyam, then we can get stuck on different levels of devotional service. And we can also get confused that certain results or skills can be misunderstood as an advancement in devotional service. Maybe somebody is very skillful in organizing things, So he's a good manager, but that doesn't mean that he's advanced. If somebody's manager doesn't immediately entitle him that he becomes advanced devotee, or somebody is very skillful in collecting money for Krishna or constructing buildings, temples, that doesn't make anybody advanced. What is actually advancement of Krishna consciousness is anabhilashita shunyam. That means that we give up in our mind, we give up desires for anything else. Srila Prabhupada said desireless, and then he said not actually desireless, but desires for going back to Godhead, or desire to please Krishna. That is wanted. That is natural. It becomes natural for Jiva when he comes to the level of anabhilashita shunyam. It will become for him natural that he will desire to associate with Krishna. That is opposite. If we are not anabhilashita shunyam, if there is so many other desires, material desires, then we desire opposite. We desire to associate with material energy. We can reflect on our lives, how much we are desiring to associate with material energy and how much we are desiring to please Krishna. Because pleasing Krishna is, we can speak about it, it's one thing to say it, but when we do certain activities in our devotional life, we can always, like an introspective sage, we can always look inside. Am I really trying to please by this activity Krishna, or am I trying to please myself or my senses, or extended senses? As we know that false ego is not covering only this area of this gross body, but it's actually extending. It's extending to the level of family and friends and relatives and society and the nation and whatever else. So we can reflect back. If we are trying to really please Krishna, we can get so many opportunities for that. I was meditating nowadays, so many people are coming here to Mayapur, and especially now in these last few days, it's quite a big crowd here. And we can think, these people are very fortunate. They came to Mayapur. They get so much benefit by entering the holy dham. They maybe get some prasadam, they see the deities. I was listening to class of Srila Prabhupada when he explained that actually if these people who come to holy dham, if they don't take real benefit of the holy dham, then they are no better than cow and asses or camels. If they just come here as a tourist, and we can see sometimes they are hanging hand to hand each other, they are embracing here or smoking sometimes. If they come just with this purpose, this is nice touristic place, and then they go again back to Calcutta or whatever place they came from, and they will not get the benefit of associating with sadhus, with devotees, then they actually didn't fulfill the purpose of visiting the holy dham, because they came with completely different idea. So, of course we can see, that's their position. But our position is that actually our responsibility is to take care for them. Because we already got the message, we already got the knowledge. So we are in a position that we should actually help them, that they will not leave Mayapur, they will not leave holy dham as a cow or ass. That they will go home and they will have no clue what actually happened when they were visited Mayapur. So many devotees is here, and when we will give our time to the people, then they can get opportunity to actually elevate themselves from this position of cow, ass or camel. Otherwise they will go back and they will end up in the same position as before, again continue with sinful life. Sometimes when we speak with them, many of them are waiting for the opportunity to hear from devotees, especially from Western devotees or from foreigners, because nowadays in India this is so much they look towards the West that this is something they want to achieve, and then they are surprised that Westerners, they are giving up the things when they are hankering so much after. So if we want to enter the spiritual world and Vrindavan Dham, then we have to cultivate in this life already the mood of Vrindavan Vasis. That's not that in this life we are practically not cultivating the properly the mood of Vrindavan Vasis, and then at the time of the rite, everything will change. I remember Bhakti Vidyapuna Maharaj, he was explaining here that actually the mood which you have now in this life, you are cultivating as a devotee, when you will die, it will continue in the next. So if you look, Gop Kumar, when he entered already Goloka Vrindavana in Brihabhagavatamrita, as it is described by Srila Sanatana Goswami. As you can see a little bit the background, the Gop Kumar was traveling through so many places to achieve Goloka Vrindavana. And finally, when he went through quite some struggle, it took a long time till he reached Goloka Vrindavana. He was king of two places on the earth, then he was king of Indraloka, he became Brahma. So you can see that it was a long time to become Brahma, the time is going here on these places so much faster. Then he went to Vaikuntha, then he went to Ayodhya, then he went to Dwaraka, and he was not satisfied. Finally he reached Goloka Vrindavana after so much struggle. And Krishna greeted him very nicely, and you can see that how it increased actually his appreciation and his love for Krishna when they finally met. And cowherd boys, when they are going with Krishna for pasturing cows, that's their only purpose of the life. When they go out with Krishna in the morning, this is the perfection of their life. And they are holding with Krishna, playing and associating directly. But when they come back at evening, they have to go to their homes, and Krishna has different kind of pastimes. And Gop Kumar is explaining to Brahmana Jana Sharma that after Krishna took a dinner, I don't know anymore what happened because I don't have access to that. So Krishna has his pastime with the girls, with gopis. And cowherd boys, they go home and they are supposed to go sleep, but they are not sleeping. They are only lying in the bed and they are waiting for the morning when finally the moment will come that they again they can meet with Krishna, they can associate with him and again go for the forest. So you can imagine which mood, which attachment these boys they have. And one morning Srimati Radhika called Gop Kumar, or at this time he's already known under the name of Sarupa. And she told him that you please go to Gokul, that's manifestation of Goloka in material world, and you instruct my devotee who is waiting there, and you bring him to the lotus feet of Krishna. And Gop Kumar, what is quite interesting, he was reflecting on himself how he felt, and he said, although I was very eager to go with Krishna that day to the forest, I gladly accepted that instruction because I knew that my Lord will be much more pleased actually by sacrificing myself for going and bringing some other soul towards his feet. And I knew that my love for him will increase even more. So that was actually that's the mood of Brijvasis. They meditate in such a way how they can please Krishna, how they can increase their love for Krishna. So in the same way, when we start to practice devotional service, we can start from beginning to meditate in such a way how we can increase our love for Krishna. What is the thing, what is the technique, what is increasing our love for Krishna? Is it just our own personal sadhana, our own personal spiritual life? That's why Prabhupada is explaining that you have Goshtya Anandi and Bhajan Anandi. And actually, he's explaining that Goshtya Anandis, they are even more elevated or more dear to Krishna because their position is that they perform also very strong bhajan, but then, after performing very strong bhajan, they go and then deliver the message to others. Therefore, they are also receiving a lot of mercy from Krishna. So, our life is not so is not so long, and we can try to utilize this time as much as possible for distributing this mercy to others, because by distributing mercy to others, we can receive also a lot of mercy for ourselves. What does it mean, mercy? That in the beginning you will be able to be free from the influence of the lower modes of the nature. And then in the mode of goodness you can much more easily perform devotional service. Also by mercy of Krishna, you will not be stuck in the mode of goodness. You will progress to the transcendental level, where actually you can understand what is the bhakti, what is Anyabhilashita Shunyam. You will be able to perform Anyabhilashita Shunyam. And then the real happiness is coming when we are free from the modes of the nature. The happiness which comes only from the cultivation mode of goodness, it's not constant. It has beginning and it has its end, because it's still immaterial. Although it is in a higher level, but it's still material. It will not last, because there will be always push and influence from the lower modes of the nature. So bhakti is this connection with our consciousness, with Krishna, when we are trying to, within our mind, within our desires, when we are trying to please Krishna without inventing something else in it. No, there is no desire for results. There is no desire for knowledge or for some material profit. Then, at this moment, our relationship with Krishna will become more and more firmly established. And then we can actually be aware of Krishna throughout the whole day. When I ask my spiritual master how we can be aware of Krishna 24 hours a day, Srila Prabhupada is explaining we should chant 24 hours a day. He gave me example that by chanting, if you very deeply try to absorb yourself in chanting of the holy name in morning time, when it's japa time, then the mind and consciousness become surcharged by holy name. And although during the day maybe you do some other activities, the holy name is still there, it's vibrating in the background of your consciousness, and you are aware of Krishna even during the daily activities. What you have, sometimes you have to deal even with material energy, especially as a householder, you have to deal sometimes with things which are, let's say, not directly connected with Krishna, but still, because of your consciousness, is Krishna. Krishna is there in your consciousness. Then it's actually become Krishna consciousness. Even your ordinary activities, which maybe it will be difficult to be aware of Krishna during that time. So by chanting of the holy name, we can actually get absorbed in Krishna, and then there is no need for external endeavor. There also naturally the desire for spreading the message, spreading the glory of Krishna will naturally arise in us. As we can see in Ajamil, by meeting with Vishnu Dutas, naturally he developed that desire. Actually he wanted to give up. You can read later on these shlokas, next shlokas in this chapter. He wanted to give up the material energy and association with material energy. Therefore he left immediately his position where he was, and then he went to Haridwar and performed devotional service. And after some time he again saw these four personalities. At the time they already came for him to bring him back home to the spiritual world. So the process is simple. Srila Prabhupada said, it's simple for simple, complicated for complicated. And Krishna consciousness is so subtle that we can miss it. So sadhu sangha is the key how we can always keep our consciousness in proper mood, let's say. Now, what does it mean, sadhu sangha? It means that we sometimes meet and we take some prasanam together, or we are making some jokes and we are asking how we have good times and like that, or what is happening in our life. No, sadhu sangha means that in the center of association is a sadhu. That means what a sadhu does. Sadhu is, he's cutting ignorance. When we meet with a sadhu, after meeting with a sadhu we feel inspired. Some part of ignorance, it's cut out. And we see much more clearly who we are, that we are just the jiva, we are just the spirit, that we want to serve Krishna. So that kind of association of sadhu we have to look for. And of course, all of us, to a certain degree, we are also sadhu. So we have to give to others, to devotees who are junior, on the same level, or to people who are coming to visit Mayapur. We have to give this portion of sadhu we already acquired by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And in this way, actually, Krishna, he will be very pleased with our activities. And at the time of the death, Srila Prabhupada so many times said that actually we will be prepared to go home back to Godhead. Okay, I will stop you here. Thank you much for your attention. If you have maybe some question or some comments, it is welcomed.
Hare Krishna. You were saying that people coming to the Dham with the wrong attitude, they go away without taking the full benefit that is available. But isn't there some benefit anyway for someone who comes to the Dham, and even if they just drive through the Dham? Or?
Yeah, there is. It is described that there is always some benefit. Even if you do one step here in Mayapur, it is like 10,000 Ashwamedha yagyas. If you just sleep here, it is like paying obeisances whole night. So. The Mayapur Dham, especially, and many dhams, Purushottama Kshetra Dham, like they are very merciful. So even if somebody comes with wrong attitude and with improper behavior, still he is getting benefited. And we can see sometimes in the scriptures there are examples which manifest the glory of a devotional service of or chanting the name of Krishna or visiting the holy Dham. Like Narayan, he just said, Narayan at the time of his death, and then Vishnu Rutas came. That's pretty unusual. Also, there is this story, I cannot remember, one of the acharya in our story, he threw this Mahaprasadam in the water, and the fish, they ate this Mahaprasadam, and immediately the form of Vishnu Ruta came out of this fish body, and they entered the spiritual world. And his disciples, they said, oh, we are eating so many Mahaprasadam and we are not getting this form, what has happened? And then he explained to them that they didn't have any offenses and any motivation, so therefore they got that opportunity. So, I was just recently looking in Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, where Srila Prabhupada is explaining that definitely this profit of chanting holy name, performing devotional service or visiting holy Dham, it is definitely there and it's not exaggeration. So these people, they are getting benefit, definitely. But Krishna is deciding how much and to who. It's not the coin machine, you know. We put 5 rupees and we get that much benefit. Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the Nectar of Devotion that actually these statements are not exaggeration, but they don't apply to all. So Prabhupada explained that it is actually meant for us to inspire us to get free from material entanglement and also increase our faith for holy places, for devotional service, for chanting holy name, like that. So yeah, definitely they have benefit, but at the same time it can increase. It's maybe it will take a long time like that, if they will be visiting just like that. And like Bimal Mangal Thakur, it also, he was benefited, but it had to come to the point that actually what changed his motivation was preaching. That somebody preached to him, his girlfriend, the prostitute, then she preached to him and then actually he got that impulse. And we can see that so many times now, we were going every day for Gita Mela, for Bhagavad Gita presentation, slideshow, and there were so many people coming and you could see that there were change happening in their hearts. After that they came and they started to ask questions that actually they came here only second or third time. They never spoke with anybody, but now they had opportunity and immediately it's ignited the fire in the heart. Because the bhakti, the seed is there. Once they come, they get some prasadam, they see Krishna, they see devotees, the bhakti seat is there, but to cultivate that seat, you know, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that as a gardener, we have to water. So, is it answering, Prabhu? Some more question or comments? Okay. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.